we bring in Mel Kiper. And Mel, certainly they're not bluffing because, you know, there's a pretty good running back sitting right there, too, who's also been moving up the draft board.
You're right, Susie. No question. LaDainian Tomlinson has been on a rise up the draft board in recent weeks, overtaking Deuce McAllister as the top running back on the draft board. So there is an option if they are going to audibleize. LaDainian Tomlinson would be a key. Remember, running back was expected to be their early second-round choice. Tomlinson, great vision, a tremendous burst, ran that 4.44 at the combine, showed at the Senior Bowl practices how effective he could be catching the football. Remember, that was a big question coming out of TCU's offense. So Tomlinson, a multi-dimensional back, has done everything right during the regular season and during the time leading up to the draft to solidify a spot in the early first round.
Now let's go back to Vic. Sports Illustrated says a panel of experts got together and looked at film of Vic from the last three games and found some definite flaws, like he doesn't go through his progressions, he's inaccurate. What are you hearing about that?
Susie, there's no question that I think there were some flaws that needed to be worked out. That's why it's considered more of a developmental quarterback. You look at Michael Vick, though, enormous upside potential. Tremendously strong arm. We know about his athleticism. We know about his ability to create and improvise. And I think when you look at Michael Vick projecting into the NFL, he's not yet a pure passer. Needs to get to that point with the tutelage of Norv Turner working behind Doug Flutie. So you knew he was a work in progress. I had always felt he was one of the riskiest number one picks overall in recent memory. Remember, the number one pick overall, not yet a pure passer. That makes it a roll of the dice pick with the first overall choice of